Martinez and Fisher had checked into their own Vegas favorites, the Stardust and Caesars, respectively. The goal was to complete a short 6-hour shift, then meet up at the Paradise to discuss their progress. If everything was going okay, they'd return to the casinos for another 6 hours of play. Thankfully, Jill and Dylan seemed to have worked out their problems and were stationed at the tables in the MGM's vast gaming area. Tay was playing the loud drunk in a crowded corner of the high-stakes lounge, making friends with most of the cocktail waitresses and enemies of all the high-stakes players. Kevin started the night at Dylan's table, moving quickly through a positive 14 deck. He was up $10,000 when Jill called him in to another double-digit situation. Soon, he was over $30,000 in profit, and everything seemed to be moving along at a smooth pace. He had cheery conversations with two pit bosses who knew him from previous visits. One even invited him to a private party in the celeb suite of an NFL quarterback watching Sunday's game with a handful of high-rolling friends. Everything was going so well, in fact, that Kevin hardly reacted when Tay suddenly walked by, signaling for him to follow. He waited for Tay to disappear into the bathroom before joining him, somewhat annoyed at the break in play. He found Tay at the last urinal and sidled up next to him. There were other people in the bathroom, so Tay spoke in a near whisper, difficult to hear, considering that he was a good 4 inches taller than Kevin. "There's something fucked up going on at my table." Kevin sighed, assuming it was more of Tay's paranoia. "You're betting the minimum, right?" "Of course," Tay said. His breath smelled of alcohol, but he wasn't drunk. Another advantage of his size was that he could order drinks all night and never let it affect his play. It would take a keg and an IV to get him off his game. "But about 20 minutes ago, this guy sat down at third base. He's wearing a cowboy hat and a jeans jacket, and I think there's a plastic earpiece in his right ear." Kevin glanced at him. "It's probably a hearing aid." "I don't think they'd let you wear a fucking hearing aid in a casino," Tay countered. "He's got to work for the bastards. I think he's watching me and talking to someone through a mic."